The nurse today was a droid. Sometimes a Twi'lek or some other servant filled the role in a randomly changing roster. Jabba didn't want Rata to become more attached to the hired help than to his own father. He also mistrusted everyone. Everyone. And the less predictable the routine, the lower the risk. A security team of well-armed Gamorreans waited to accompany the nurse. Tatooine might have been Jabba's turf, but there was no sense in being complacent. Jabba stroked Rata's head before surrendering him to his escort.
Guard him with your lives.
They knew he meant it. The nursery guard trooped out, and Jabba steered his repulsor lift toward the ornate dais on which he'd recline while he received his next visitor, the Viceroy of Barriz. It was a grandiose title for a miner, but he'd be ready to trade processed tenaline granules for access to hut-controlled hyperspace routes, and any substance that was critical to hyperdrive production would be at a premium in any war. If the price wasn't right, Jabba would seize the mineral anyway. There were ways to do that, but it was still cheaper and easier to negotiate. He glanced around the chamber, satisfied that his entertainers, bodyguards, assorted staff, and slaves were arranged in a suitably impressive way around his throne, to focus the Barisian's mind on exactly how powerful a Hutt lord he was dealing with.
Bring the Viceroy in.
He settled into a go-ahead-and-impress-me pose.
I don't have all day.
Actually, he did. He might live to be 1,000 years old. No Hutt was in a hurry with a lifespan like that. Jabba had acquired lifetimes of experience, contacts, and knowledge. He had these transient species beaten from the start. The Viceroy walked in, head lowered reverently. Sensible start. Good start. And bowed.
Lord Jabba,
he said in passable Huttese.
It's very good of you to see me. Yes, it is. How much can you deliver?
Jabba took a long, rattling draw from his bubble pipe.
I don't deal in small change. How can they possibly understand the long game?
Jabba thought. The Viceroy of Barriz was a sharp operator, but Jabba had been doing business for generations.
Lord,
he said, eyes darting as if he was trying to avoid staring at the Twi'lek dancers draped around the throne.
I can offer you a quarter of our total annual tenaline output in exchange for half.
Jabba checked the ivory chrono again.
I would ask for all of it, but parenthood has made me sentimental.
His market analysts told him that tenaline prices would collapse within 5 years now that hexaphylanine-based drive components were being developed. There was no point being left with too much stock on your hands.
Do you have sons?
No, daughters,
said the Viceroy quietly.
Three.
The distinction between male and female was a temporary detail for a Hutt. But these frantic little bi-gendered species based their entire civilizations on it. Jabba wasn't sure if the Viceroy was apologetic for not having reproduced male offspring, or just stating a fact.
Splendid. Bloodline continuity is a fine thing. Now, seal the deal and you can have free passage on Hutt routes.
It wasn't free, of course. It was merely cheaper than it might have been if Barriz had tried to dig its heels in.
Agreed, Lord Jabba,
said the Viceroy. Jabba waved him away and puffed at the pipe again. Sometimes it was too easy. Sometimes, every day felt the same as the last. Decade after decade after century. He cast around for some novelty to pass the time. Not exactly excitement. He had seen far too much in his life to think there was any thrill left to be sought. But simply something absorbing. The musicians provided that for a while. Jabba lost himself in the chords.
Lord Jabba! Lord Jabba!
One of the Nikto guards came running into the chamber, He fell on his knees, quite literally, skidding the last half meter on the polished tiles. Nyctos didn't usually panic. He obviously had very bad news that he knew wouldn't be well received.
"This had better be important, Shag," said Jabba.
The Nycto paused for a breath before he spoke.
"It's your son, my lord," he said. "We were ambushed. Rotter has been kidnapped."
It wasn't the kind of excitement Jabba had been looking for. Every fiber in his body tensed with dread. Then his fear reaction took over, and he drew himself up to his full height, scattering dancers and musicians.
"Find him! Find my son! If he's harmed, you will all pay with your lives."
Yes, he meant it.